Hi everyone, it's March 26, 2024, and I have words of the Lord from today, and I'm just going to say a quick prayer and get started. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for this day, for your guidance, your directions, your words of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I pray that this message goes out to every ear, heart, and soul that needs to hear it, Father God, that it guides them right back to you, Lord, that we all take these messages right back to you for discernment, understanding, and revelation. Father God, have your way, Lord. Let us walk in your will, your way, guided by your truth. I pray, Father God, over the lost, the slumbered, the confused. I lift up my brothers and sisters and I pray and I plead the blood of Jesus over them, their homes, their family, their children, their jobs, their coming and their going, Lord. I pray for their safety in all things, Father God. I pray, Lord, refresh us. Refresh us with your words, your guidance, your direction, your presence, Lord. Be with us always, wherever we are. Send out your angels to protect us and guide us, our surroundings. We pray a boundary protection over ourselves and our homes, our families, our loved ones. In your mighty name, I give you all glory, honor, and praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, March the 26th. This morning he woke me up and he, it was as soon as he was waking me up, I was hearing his words right away. Write my words, child, to my descendants, my heirs, come all ye faithful to my feet. Now I need you to get your hearts right with me. Now tell them to seek unlike never before. Things will be changing very quickly. I need them to hear my voice, my instructions. My rescue mission shall commence. Many things will commence very quickly. There will be no time to wonder or think, but act accordingly. Yes, my children, I am for you. But are you mine? Do I know you? I call my own to my feet. Now, get in those secret places and call on me. I want relationship. Know me. Seek me. Call on me, your Abba. Soon, many things will change your day to day. I will give you peace in the chaos. Am I not capable? I am for you, not against you. Come, my children, get those dusty Bibles opened. Pray without ceasing and worship my holy name. Know true worship. Call on me. I am in the midst. Know that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. If I am for you, who can be against you? I am the God of impossible. Nothing is too hard for me. The rescue mission is upon you. The harvest is ripe for the picking, as I say. Many were called, but I tell you, few were chosen. Many went back to the comfort zone. My calling was too much for them. The rewards they will not reap. Did I not say I come? My rewards for those who according to their work, you will reap what you sowed. I called, I warned, the gifts out of this world. Saved, yes. Rewards, no. If you did not step up to the plate and endure. My expectations, high, yes. My rewards are high. Do not delay, children. Come now. I have more for my faithful. I call for harvesters now. Do not mock my words. Leaning on your own understanding, take them to your secret place. Call on me to share you to show I'm sorry call on me to show you truth. My children have put in work to hear my voice. Did I not say you will know them by their fruits? They put down this world, the distractions, the entertainment of this world. They shut down this world and picked up mine, my word. They seek me day in and day out. I am their world. I am their Abba, their Adonai, their stronghold, their firm foundation. Do not envy, but come now. I have more to give. Perfect for your hearts. I call. Do not miss out again. Come now to my feet. Know me, want me, love me, seek me, hear me roar. I am at the door. The time is now, I tell you. Do not miss out on what I have for you, my children. Choose now who you will serve, me or this broken world. Put down the cares of this world. Shut the door and get in that secret place. Listen for that still small voice. Put down this world, the distractions that pull you away from me. Did I not say I am a consuming fire? I do not share my glory. I am a jealous God, and I call to be your number one. I gave all of me at Calvary. Am I not worthy of your time? I came born a virgin. Walked this earth as you do. I put down this world and shed my blood out of love for you, so you would be with me reigning in the millennial. Come now, know me. Come now, know me, search me. I love you, my children. I want you with me. Do not love this world that offers nothing more than heartache. I will give you peace of mind and heart. I offer you the world of a lifetime. I will touch your hearts from my heart to yours. Consume yourself with me. Call on me, your Abba Father. I am there. I love you all more than the unimaginable. I love you more than the unimaginable. I'm thinking that that's what it says. Sorry about that. Your loving Abba, Adonai, Shalom, my children. I love you. Know that Yeshua, the true Messiah, the lover of your soul, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, the Nazarene. My love is higher than your knowing. I pour out gifts galore out of this world. Who do you say I am? Come follow me and truly know me. This message was given. I was writing so fast. So if I don't get the words right, I'm sorry. I was trying to write and the words were just coming like so fast. As soon as he woke me up, he was speaking, and I was trying to get it all. But he's calling, and he has gifts for everybody. And these are gifts that we are going to need. Whether you believe it or not, just take it, put it on the shelf, as they say, and come to the Lord. The gifts that he has, you have to remember that his ways are so much higher. I pulled the scripture and then I was reading the Bible and I lost my place. But he said, I'll put the scripture down at the bottom of, greater things will we do. And since I've been hearing from him in 2020, that's what he's been saying. Greater things will you do. And he's talking to you guys too, because these are words that I've been giving for over a year to you guys. Greater things will you do. And with those greater things comes all these gifts out of this world. He's preparing our hearts for what we're going to be stepping into, what we're going to be doing. And that is us. He's talking to us right now. That's not in 50 years or 10 years or whatever, I don't even know. But it's with so much urgency that you have to come to him. He wants to hear. In order for you to be able to know what you need to do, you need to come to him so you can hear him. Everything that I've been sharing, all of the fasting, all of the reading, all of the worshiping, it's high expectations for us, because he's bringing us to his feet to pour out his spirit on us. He has gifts for us that he wants to give to you. He wants to speak to you. He wants to hear from you. All you need to do is step into your calling. We have been called. We are a chosen generation. That's not for everybody in all the past, but if you're hearing this, I truly believe that these messages are for who they need to go to. And all you need to do is, the Lord is calling. These words are for somebody, and it's somebody out there, a lot of somebodies. A lot of you guys already know the tribes, the tribes you're in, so you guys can hear from him. And he said, do you know your tribe? That means somebody is probably not hearing from him that needs to step into their calling. He's calling somebody. He's calling all of us, but there's people that probably can't hear from him that are supposed to be hearing from him right now, is what I'm thinking. That's what it sounds like to me. Pray about that. I think that this is my own understanding at this point, but he's calling his children to his feet, because there's a lot of us that have been chosen for such a time as this. Whether you believe it or not, take it to the Lord, because that's what we need to be doing. Take it to the Lord. Pray about it. Dig in, go deeper, and come to him. Shut down the world. When you shut down the world, you don't have the distractions or the static, the movies, the TV, the everything of this world is just static from our connection to him. When you shut everything down, it's quiet and you can hear from him. When you're consuming in the word, you're consuming in worshiping, reading, praying, everything, you're going towards him. You're pulling him in. Well, he's there already, but you're making a connection with him, and you're going to be able to hear from him. But he's calling so that he can pour out his spirit on whoever needs to hear this. Somebody needs to hear this. And if you can hear from him, he's calling us to go in, to keep going in more and more, reading more, praying more, worshiping more. And I know that we're tired. We are. Just pray for him to refresh you. I know, because a lot of us get up at 3-4 in the morning and we're up at least a couple hours. I know I try to go back to sleep for at least an hour, and I don't take naps. It's hard for me to sleep during the daytime. I just can't take naps. Never got got used to doing that. But I do sleep good. When it's time to go to sleep, I fall asleep right away. I have no problem sleeping. But I know that a lot of us are feeling, and I've been hearing it, a lot of us are feeling weary and tired, but it's not the time to give up. It's the time to go. You're like running that race, and you're like almost there. You're literally almost there. And I know it's hard, that last couple yards or whatever. I don't race. the last of it, you're almost there, and you just need to keep going. Don't give up. Just keep going. Pray for strength to endure. Pray to endure. You're almost there. Just go in a little deeper, a little bit more. I'm putting out these, I'm sorry, I'm trying to put out my videos a little earlier, but I'm trying to get all my reading in before I put the videos in, because if I do it after, I start getting really tired, and I don't want to be tired when I'm reading. But anyways, I love you guys. Keep going. Don't give up. The Lord is gonna, just think of the rewards that you get from him. It's nothing that this world can even begin to give us. The going back to whatever is in this world, it's not even worth it. Nothing here is worth it. And giving up is not an option. Just keep going. Pray. We have this community to strengthen each other, give us encouragement to keep on going. And I know that a lot of us don't have anybody else for that connection, but we have each other. The Lord has given us each other for that. So don't give up. And oh, that's what I wanted to see. Whatever worship songs you guys have to encourage others, put your favorite songs down at the bottom. I'll put mine. Just do whatever you can to encourage somebody else. That's awesome to be able to help each other out. And we should be building each other up instead of tearing each other down. And I don't see none of that here. So that's awesome. Very few here and there, but nothing major. I try to get rid of them. They're like little flies, but it's okay. Anyways, I love you guys. And see you guys tomorrow. God bless you. I love you. Have a good night.